Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
DGDG.com studios, high atop the San Francisco skyline. This is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Damon, I'm screaming Raiders in the middle of traffic, and two other cars started to scream around me also. Well, look, within this hour, we could finally have some conclusion on a journey that's taken way too long to reach its conclusion. But we now officially have owners walking out of the owner meeting. Tom Benson is left. That looked like Jerry Jones, if that wasn't stock footage, just walking out. Which means the vote is in. I don't know if the vote has been returned, but it seems like those in the know are saying it's Chargers and Rams heading to Inglewood, which means I think the Raiders are staying put right where they are. On top of all relocation sensations is the one and only Tony Bruno.
Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Tony, the text line is reporting that P.F. Chang's backed out of a last-minute deal and Mark Davis was no longer interested. Will you confirm or deny that?
My sources deep within the Chinese food community can confirm at this hour. As I reported exclusively on this program a week ago, that the Raiders would stay put, and that it would be the Rams and the Chargers moving to Southern California. Although it depends. I mean, I just heard you talking about people walking out, and I read earlier Stan Kroenke was taken to the airport. I mean, this thing is getting more coverage in the State of the Union. Let's be honest, it's probably more important than the State of the Union because we know the State of the Union. We don't know the State of the NFL moving to L.A.
Yeah, no, this is really something else. We're sitting here and basically hosting a radio show while we're constantly perusing Twitter looking for the latest news, but it really does look like there was an agreement reached that is going to take the Raiders out of the LA picture but give them some sort of golden parachute to fall back on and get something done in Oakland so there isn't a Raiders to San Antonio rumor coming up in just a couple of years from now.
Exactly, and I know Raider fans in the Bay Area are going to be excited. And I know that, you talk about the Rams fan, the Raider fans in Los Angeles, which I talked about last week, who would always get on the plane from L.A. with me, flying up to the Bay Area for the weekend games, and you'd see plane loads of people going up there. You know, but the Rams have a long history there. And I guess Dan Kroenke, and I believe that the whole thing pretty much shook most of the owners in the direction of the Rams, is when the commissioner himself said that the proposal in St. Louis to build a new stadium was not really copacetic. So when the commissioner is ripping the St. Louis proposal to build a new stadium, which Stan Kroenke called something that no one should take because you would lose money guaranteed, whether it's me or anybody else who wants to have the franchise kept in St. Louis, and the commissioner says, you know what, Stan Kroenke, you're right. You knew the commissioner was probably twisting some arms of owners to say, hey, let's get the Rams back to L.A. They got 49 years of history there, and so that one would probably be the easiest to pull off without much outrage. Even though there are Rams fans in St. Louis who will be disappointed, I think they in San Diego would probably be the two bigger fan bases that really don't care.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to be amazing is, there's a lot of talk that the perception of Raiders fans is one of the reasons why L.A. doesn't necessarily want them down there. They want this to be about glitz and glamour and Hollywood A-list. They're not looking for, they're just not looking for the image that the Raiders were married to in the 90s down in Los Angeles. Whether that's fair or foul, it seems to be part of the facts that went into this decision here. What's going to be funny, Tony, is when the Raiders go to play in this new Los Angeles stadium, whether it be a out of conference game against the Rams or an in conference game against the Chargers, or maybe those one of those two teams is going to have to leave the AFC West, but or you know, there's going to have to be some sort of movement or something there. No, there won't be have to be any movement there, I guess, if there's, yeah, because we've got different conferences if they move in. But when the Raiders go play in Los Angeles, their fans will probably take over that stadium, and someone's going to turn around and say, geez, maybe we should have had the Raiders down here.
You are absolutely correct. That is dead on, no doubt about it. You're absolutely right. Raider fans will go to the new stadium, and you know, they were flying up to Los Angeles. They were flying between L.A. and Oakland back in the day, and they'll do it again anyway. They'll fly to L.A. and say, hey, we'll take over the stadium, and there'll be more Raider fans in Los Angeles than there will be Charger fans in Los Angeles, even though San Diego's a lot closer physically. I totally agree with you. And I don't know whether it's the, you know, when you see the Kroenke proposal, and we've seen all these mock-ups of these stadiums with a swimming pool. I don't know what the hell that big pool is in front of one of the projects that I saw. Like, what the hell is that?
I don't know. There's an Olympic-sized
swimming pool.
Pool.
They have a wave pool outside the stadium.
I guess they want to make those displaced Chargers fans a little happy. They can surf.
Surf's up, bro. Hey, we got some gnarly waves breaking right in front of the stadium. Let's go see the Chargers, dude.
By the way, if I can paraphrase a tweet here from Roxy Bernstein saying that if you're wondering why maybe the Raiders got left, you can probably figure it out when Mark Davis is the only guy to fly Southwest to the owners' meetings.
Is that true?
No, I don't know if that's true.
Okay. I didn't know if you were going to confirm or deny that Mark Davis was, in fact, taking Southwest and was in the middle seat, by the way, was in the seat line.
Yeah.
So you knew things were wrong when Mark Davis did not get his boarding pass on time, had to get on with the last group boarding out of Oakland Airport to go to Los Angeles.
He's sitting there. He's boarding in Class D. He's waiting in the D line. He's like, come on, man. I got to get to an owner's meeting. Hurry up.
No, the C line is as far back as you get.
Okay.
If you're in the C line, all of my friends have traveled Southwest many times. C line means you ain't getting nothing but middle seats, homeboy, at this particular time.
This is unbelievable with breaking news here. Thankfully, we have Tony Bruno helping us sift and sort it all out. How about the fact that everyone talks to Hugh Jackson and nobody's decided to hire him? Is he a guy who wants to carefully weigh his own options and Hugh Jackson is holding the cards? Or do you think for a second, you know, maybe this guy's a bad interview and he talks more people away from him than he does talk them into him?
No, I disagree. I think the fact that you got all these teams calling him now after the unceremonious dismissal of your Cincinnati Bengals the other night. I mean, Cleveland, obviously, you know, I was the one who said I think the Niners are going to jump on him, and they talked to him. Then Cleveland. And I think if you're smart and Hugh Jackson is smart, he's just going to go out there and let people woo him. And then he's going to say, hey, who's going to make me the best deal? Who's going to give me the best opportunity? I mean, you look at Cleveland. I mean, that's unfortunately a franchise that just keeps changing coaches and GMs and quarterbacks. And it's really probably, you know, everybody talked about the Raiders. The Raiders seem to at least have stability now for the first time in a while with their quarterback and their coach in place and some good pieces, and they'll keep adding and getting better each year. So, you know, to me, the Cleveland Browns, of all the teams, as great as their fan base is, they're the ones who are constantly wondering what the heck's going to happen next. So
right.
I don't know if you're Hugh Jackson, if you're going to jump at that job if they offer you a couple of more dollars than, say, the Niners or anybody else in the mix. So, and I know I saw the Niners that talked to Tom Coughlin as well. So all these teams are doing due diligence. And unless you really absolutely positively want your guy, like the Miami Dolphins apparently did with Gaze, I think Hugh Jackson is going to get wooed. And I don't blame him.
Chip Kelly, how come he's not found a new home yet?
And that's a great question. Maybe these teams don't. I know he talked to the Niners, and I thought the Niners would be a good fit. But maybe they say, hey, you know what? We're not going to guarantee you that Kaepernick's the guy and that you're going to be the guy to get him out of his funk or turn him into the quarterback we saw a couple of years ago. Maybe Chip Kelly didn't convince Balky and the rest of the organization that he was the guy who was going to put this thing back on the rails. I have no idea. I'm just speculating like everybody else, but I'm surprised that Chip's not getting a lot of love. I'm surprised that Tom Coughlin, with all due respect, is getting a lot of love.
Yeah.
And I don't blame Tom Coughlin. I mean, a week ago, he walks away and he's a hero in New York. And now all of a sudden, everybody wants to hire him or at least talk to him.
Well, here's the thing. He's the only guy who comes with a couple trophies on his resume. He really is. And if that's what you're looking for, you want a crazy stat? How about this? Besides the fact that they had Jim Tomsula serve as an interim coach for one game at the end of that Singletary season before they hired him, or Mike Nolan's season, or whoever season got fired. The 49ers have never hired a coach with NFL head coaching experience to be their next head coach. Wasn't Bill Walsh, wasn't Seifert, wasn't Nolan, wasn't Singletary, wasn't Mariucci, wasn't Tomsula, wasn't Jim Harbaugh. Dennis Erickson up in Seattle, the only guy.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That's amazing when you think about it. That's really amazing. And, you know, the question now is, the guys out there who are making the rounds are guys with previous head coaching NFL experience. Unless they go off the board and surprise everybody, but I haven't heard any off-the-board names, unless they're really, really good at keeping this stuff secret, do you think they're going to go off the board and shock everybody and take, you know, an unknown, another coordinator or a position coach somewhere else?
I think that they've got way too many angry fans to give them more of the unknown. I think they got to get either Coughlin, Kelly, or Jackson, and they've pretty much backed away from Jackson publicly. So I think Coughlin or Kelly is a serious possibility for the 49ers. I really
do. Is the Chip Kelly buzz still burning out there? Because I haven't heard much on this coast.
No, it's not. Chip Kelly's name hasn't been used publicly in about 2 weeks. So it's interesting. I know that they've talked to him, but there's been no second conversation or meeting. We've got the latest here from Twitter. UT Kevin Acey says that L.A. committee member Art Rooney said that the vote is not done. He doesn't know when it will be. I packed my bags, but I haven't checked out. Apparently, all these owners are leaving because they just called a 45-minute break. It's not like a vote just happened. So, I mean, this is what's ridiculous. It looks like this is about to get done, and then it looks like it's definitely about to get done, and then it looks like it might not get done tonight. It might get done tomorrow. These NFL owners, they move at their own pace. It's a billionaire's pace, Tony. It's a nice pace.
It really is. And when you have to decide whether you're having a Manhattan or a highball in the lounge between these votes, that's a difficult decision for some of these older guys who appreciate the old school drinks that most people don't drink anymore, i.e. highballs or Manhattans.
I bet you Jerry Richardson is a slow gin fizz kind of guy. You know what I mean? Maybe a Tom Collins. A highball, something like that. I'm trying to think of.
Highball. Highball. Manhattans are an old guy's drink, too. I don't know. I'm not quite that old.
I'll give you the ultimate old guy drink. Are you ready for this? I guarantee you are over the age of 60 if you're ordering Harvey Wallbangers. When's the last time you had a Harvey Wallbanger?
Wow. I guess back in the 70s. I haven't had a highball in a while, too, or a Manhattan. If all of those drinks, the one I probably have had most recently, which is probably 15 to 20 years ago, would be a Manhattan. And I ordered it at a bar in New York, I'm sure, because it was in Manhattan, I had to have one.
If Raiders fans are celebrating the fact that they're not moving anywhere, what is the appropriate cocktail to celebrate you're not relocating with, Tony?
I would probably say a Boilermaker, you know, a good old shot and a beer.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about. That's keeping it old school. That's keeping it real hardworking, middle class people who just want to go out, put on their Raider gear, go in the black hole, and be real fans. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. He gives you a map of life. You really should follow it. Tony, every Tuesday. Thank God you join us. Thank you, good sir. And we're going to see
getting closer and closer.
We're getting closer and closer.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I will be out by the time I make my trip out to San Francisco in the Bay Area for 10 days. We will know the final answer to all of this, the big puzzle that is relocation sensation.
Thank
you. Bay Area Nation.
Tony Bruno, you're a genius. Thank you, sir.
Grazie.
Grazie. Tony Bruno. We take a real quick break, and when we come on back, we'll read you the very latest. What the hell's going on? Well, that's what we're trying to figure out, too. The relocation sensation continues. You're on 95.7 The Game.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. We're back with the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Twitter is abuzz with all things L.A. relocation, and it appears I just retweeted the following, that Art Rooney is telling UT Kevin Acey, who, by the way, is a Chargers News San Diego Union Tribune guy.
Right.
Kevin Acey is saying that Art Rooney, Steelers owner, is telling me that he's packed his bags, but he's not checked out, evidently because there is a vote scheduled to happen within an hour. And that was a minute ago. So could we know more by 5 o'clock? Will we have conclusion by 5:30? How about this? If you're going to reach a decision, just do it before 7:01 p.m. tonight. Would you please?
Right.
Would you please? So I'm not talking about this just on Twitter. Can this actually happen while we're on the air? That would be nice.
I think the biggest news so far is that the Chargers are able to join the Rams in Inglewood.
That's big news.
That's the closest thing possible at this point.
Right. It looks like the marriage between the Raiders and the Chargers has been left at the altar.
Right.
And there has been an agreement reached. Despite what you've heard about the inability of Kroenke and Spanos to cohabitate in the same arena, same stadium, it looks like that is the NFL's desire. What's interesting, if you believe the news that we got earlier today, that there was the LA committee suggested 5-1 go to Carson, but the owners are going to choose something that the committee didn't recommend, that would be a first. That would be a first. The NFL's relocation to LA committee, who, by the way, was chaired by Panthers owner Jerry Richardson, Pats owner Robert Kraft, Texans owner Bob McNair, Steelers owner Art Rooney, Giants owner John Mara, and Chiefs owner Clark Hunt, with Hunt being the dissenting vote, voted Carson. But it looks like Inglewood. Why does it sound like at no point in time have they really thought what's best for L.A.? The team of very smart guys who came up with who were charged with deciding what's best for L.A. just told the owners to vote for the other thing.
Right.
But the voters are still going to maybe greenlight that Inglewood project instead. I'm going to guarantee you attendance issues for one of these two teams within the first 3 years of existence, if both these teams really go. And I promise you that the Raiders will dominate that stadium. One prominent owner expects a vote within the next hour or so. I think we're about there. He seemed quite pleased. That is Twitter from Nathan Fenno. So we got a lot of moving pieces, a lot of moving parts. 888-957-9570 is our number. Super D calling from San Francisco. What's going on, Super D?
Hey, what's going on, Damon? Happy New Year. You and Jim office start of the year.
Thank you. Super D, give us a call back. We'll come on back and take your call. Your cell phone
was super bad.
Incredibly uncooperative.
Yeah.
Very uncooperative, which is what we heard was Stan Kroenke's problem. He was the guy who's going to take his ball and go. What is the NFL going to do to bridge what has to be a devastated relationship with the city of St. Louis? I mean, no city did more to keep their team, and it looks like their owner is spearheading the get me the hell out of here campaign and is going to get his way. You know, the Rams do not put a very good winning product on the field, and they're going to be the ones who, what, through name, brand, or tradition alone, woo back all those L.A. fans? I tell you, I really think this is still the best thing for L.A., one team, not two. Two's too many. Two teams is one team too many. In my opinion, it really is. You're taking a fan base that wasn't very interested in either team to begin with. Or I shouldn't even say fan base. You're asking a city that wasn't demanding the NFL at all to now choose between two teams that you have really no relationship with. You could say, yeah, yeah, there's a Rams relationship. They played there in the four, you know, since the 40s before they moved. But it just, it doesn't, it, you know what should really happen? The Raiders should stay in Oakland. The Chargers should have damn well stayed in San Diego, and the Rams should stay in St. Louis, but that's not going to happen. Why? Big money. That's why. Huge money. The Warriors were money again last night, winning their 36th straight home game. We've got Harrison Barnes joining us at 5:30, about an hour from now. I know that our promos have been saying that Harrison would join us at 5 o'clock. 5 didn't work out after all. And basically, we could have huge stadium news at 5 o'clock. So Harrison's going to join us at 5:30. Instead, Mike Sando, who covers the NFL, he'll be joining us at 6 o'clock from the pages of ESPN.com. By the way, even though those Warriors are 3.5 games ahead of the Spurs in the standings, San Antonio just clobbered the hapless Nets last night. The Warriors are first in the league in win percentage and offensive efficiency. The Spurs have beaten opponents more handedly this season than anybody else. They're winning games by about 14.2 points per game. That is the best win average in NBA history through 39 games. I mean, this is just unbelievable how good these two teams have started this year. And it feels like everything is sort of just waiting around for this Spurs-Warriors meeting on January 25th, a couple Mondays from right now. The notion that Draymond Green has to sit, I don't like it. I got to be honest with you. I don't like it. Are you injured or are you banged up a little bit? Banged up a little bit, plays. Injured, doesn't play. I understand resting players, and Greg Popovich is smarter than all of us. How about this? You want to rest your players? Do it on the road exclusively. Don't screw over your own fans. I would only rest players. How about this? I don't rest healthy players until they're in their third contract. They've been in the league. There's tons of tread off the tire. I know. A lot of postseason play. They went as deep into the playoffs as a team can go. Resting guys seems like a good idea. I don't remember Michael Jordan resting a night of his entire life. I don't remember Magic Johnson resting a night of his entire regular season basketball life. You know, the only time you saw a resting Larry Bird is when his back was so thrown out he had to lay on the court. That's how he rested, and he still played 22 minutes that night, even though his back was failing him. I want Draymond to play all the time, every time. How about this? Cut back his minutes. Instead of playing him 33, guarantee, you know, tell him, hey, you only get 22 minutes tonight, man. That's how you rest. The whole, you're not dressing tonight? I don't like that, especially for a healthy player. Someone said, well, hey, Draymond sits on the bench. They wrap his knees in ice like he's an NFL player. Look, everybody gets their legs wrapped in ice pretty much. The player plays. If the player's healthy, the player plays. That's how professional sports are supposed to work. 888-957-9570 is the number. More of your calls coming up and hopefully more news. And a conclusive ending the conversation that has been going on way too long. Who gets to move to L.A.? Hopefully that vote comes down pronto. We'll give it to you as soon as we have it here on 95.7 The Game.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
An NFL franchise. Tom Coughlin, meanwhile, is interviewing with the San Francisco 49ers. They sat and publicly, through many different means and leaks, basically let everyone know that Hugh Jackson was their number one target. They met with Hugh Jackson the Saturday after his game Sunday. At that meeting, no deal was made, and now they basically were the first team to back away from him. Does this mean that Hugh Jackson holds all the cards? Or does this mean that Hugh Jackson isn't a very good interview? I can't figure this out. Tom Coughlin, if that's the guy the 49ers end up with, it will be impossible to sell him as this was our idea all along. I'm not even saying it's a bad idea. But you told us you were going to the store for these groceries and you bring back a completely different set of groceries. You know, I thought we were having Italian tonight. Now you're telling me we're eating tacos? Well, either way, we get fed. And look, whatever the less sexy aspect Tom Coughlin brings to the table, the goal of your offseason is to simply upgrade your team. That's every team's goal. Get better position by position. Tom Coughlin might not be your ideal head coaching candidate. He is a radical, wild upgrade over what you just had in Jim Tom Sula. So let's see what happens. Tom Coughlin doesn't seem to be the type of guy who wants to work for Veruca York. But maybe that's what's going to happen. We've got Harrison Barnes joining us a little bit later on. I'm excited about that. You should be excited about that. Did you see the pass that he threw to Mo Spates last night right off the front of the rim? Boy, they must practice that a lot. Totally bricked one. Bounced right into Spates' hands. Boom. Bucket. Spates, he checked himself a couple times last night. I'll tell you what. If Mo Spates decides I'm going to have a good stretch of basketball left in me this season, this thing's over. It might be over right now anyways. Talking about resting Draymond Green. Look, I understand the benefits of resting players. I get it. I understand that you don't want to rest Draymond in certain situations when you're playing a bigger team than maybe the game you got next. You know, Denver, Los Angeles, resting him over back-to-back means he plays at Detroit, Cleveland, and Chicago. I get it. I do. I get it. I don't like it. I don't like it. Draymond doesn't look like he's hurt. Doesn't seem like he's hurt. If this is the team just making sure he's not going to get hurt, okay, I understand preventative medicine. But I just don't like it. Scott in Pleasanton. How are you, Scott?
Happy New Year, Dave and Gianna. Thanks for taking my call. I'm doing well. You know, talking about Draymond taking a rest, I agree with you. I think as a fan, you always want to see 100% of the players play 100% of the time. I get it. And I'm right there with you. But if you look at a character like Draymond, he's got that Anquan Boldin mentality about him. He brings 100% every day that he plays. And not only that, it's not like he's playing a small forward every game. He's switching up on the big man. He's got to stay with the little guys on the guards. So he's always moving. He's always giving 100%. And if you play him 20 to 25 minutes, he's going to give it everything he's got. So it's almost like, well, you got to sit him. You got to make sure that he is not in uniform.
You know, Michael Jordan was fouled harder over the course of 1 week than these guys will be fouled in their entire careers. And I never saw Michael Jordan voluntarily sit a game when he was healthy. Michael Jordan was a healthy scratch never in his career. Never times.
But would it extend his career longer? That's the question. And could he have maybe gone a little bit further and won a little bit, you know, gave more later down the road in his career? And it's similar to what you see in Duncan, right? They've applied that same philosophy to players like Duncan.
Right, but Tim Duncan wasn't sitting games 4 years, 3 years into his career. Tim Duncan wasn't missing regular season games as a healthy scratch until he was old man Tim Duncan. Draymond Green is still very far removed from being old man Draymond Green.
Yeah, but Pop's been playing that philosophy maybe over the last 7 years. So if it was earlier on in his career, maybe Pop would have been doing that if the philosophy was there.
I just don't like it. I show up to watch the best players in the world play, not the best players in the world to rest when they're unhurt. That's if the NBA really does have that big of a problem, it is time to give us less NBA then. It really is. We'll talk about this with Harrison. Ask him how he feels about it. You know, Harrison's a very smart guy. He's not going to say anything to, you know, embarrass his team's strategy here, but you know, here's a guy who, because he had an ankle sprain, just had to watch 16 games, couldn't play at all. That's when you rest, when you're hurt. And I really don't buy that, like, this, you know, when do these guys rest? When do these guys rest? How about any single hour of the day they're not playing a basketball game? Isn't that enough time to rest? Rest any time other than the game. Damon, Tim Duncan wasn't an undersized power forward playing center every night. True. True. Look, it's pretty impossible to find a single thing to complain about the Warriors. So will you give me this one? I mean, I know that you're all just as smart as Greg Popovich is. Can I talk about this just as a fan for just a second? Someone who really likes basketball? I want to watch Draymond Green play. You want to rest Draymond Green? All right, do it at Denver and do it in Detroit. Let him play at home in front of fans who are paying through their nose to watch the Warriors play. Rest him on the road. That's when you should rest him. Oh, but, you know, he's from Saginaw. He's got to play against Detroit. Who cares? I don't care if he was born in a closet at the Palace. Rest him on the road. Don't screw over your home fans. 888-957-9570. Matt in Concord, what's going on?
Hey, nothing much, Damon. I totally agree with you. And the only time I like to see athletes rest is, okay, like in football, you know, you're like 13-3. You've had a playoff, you know, spot clinched, a division title clinched, and you're going into like week 17.
Right, then, you got nothing left to play for. Yeah, okay, sure, right. Fine. Yeah, bench your starting quarterback, and the only way this game affects us is if he gets hurt. Okay, I get it.
Correct, and you know, specifically as it pertains to the Warriors, and, you know, as a, I don't know if you may or may not recall, I'm a Lakers fan, so I would say the same thing for my Lakers. But the Warriors this year, I mean, look, it take against the Lakers, I believe Clay and Steph, they haven't played a fourth quarter against the Lakers. So rest and then when you're up by 20-plus points in the fourth quarter. But, you know, Draymond and these other young players, healthy stretch, and they're making more money now. You know, same thing with pitch counts in baseball. I just don't like it, man, and I agree with you. But, I mean, there's really nothing to nick.
Here's the thing. I'll tell you what. Instead of resting healthy players, I'd be a lot more comfortable if the entire league were under doctor supervision, put on HGH, uppers, cocaine, whatever it takes. Like, give them that then.
Yeah, but yeah, and I mean, yeah, I totally agree with you, man. You have a good evening.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your call. How many games did Draymond rest at Michigan State? Thank you. Yeah, I don't think Tom Izzo is resting players. I don't like it. Here's the thing. Okay, you want to rest your player? Rest your player. Sometime, I don't know, after the All-Star break. Like, it's January. It's still January. I know they got a lot of back-to-backs. I know they got a lot of big plans. I know that they, well, here, this actually, if there's one good thing about this, it shows you that they're not looking at the regular season record as the end-all, be-all. What they really want to be is as healthy as possible when the playoffs get here. That will be an interesting conversation to have sometime in April. We're a long ways away from April. If Draymond's hurt, if his finger's bum, then say he's hurt and he's resting because his finger's hurt. Make it up if you have to. Damon, who cares if he's missing the Lakers game? Maybe if you're a big Draymond Green fan and you bought tickets to go see him that night, maybe that guy cares. I want the lineup of death, which means he needs to play. 888-957-9570. See, we actually got something to talk about while the owners are breaking. It's like the big day of news just ground to a halt because they're all out getting croissants and cookies right now. Stick around. More snacks coming up here on 95.7 The Game.
Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Damon, do you stop talking when you go home to rest your voice? Of course not. You play, baby. Thank you, text line. I will say this. And I don't just say this to get out of conversations, but I do reach, I call it my daily word quota. There are some days where after the show, I'm done talking.
Yeah.
I have reached my daily word quota and I have nothing left to say. I just want to go home, sit on my couch and watch the Averys be the dumbest collective family to ever take a breath of air in the state of Wisconsin. Jason Lockenfora. The Raiders will receive additional loan money earmarked for future stadium in their home market when this becomes official, I'm told. So, another layer that the Raiders are going to get basically a golden parachute to land somewhere back in Oakland with. And it better be. Here's the damn thing right now. Let me tell you if this all happens. When this settles out, Raiders, Mark Davis, if you say the word San Antonio and you're not at a Spurs game, I hope you get hit by a bus. Really. I mean, that it is a situation where now that the Raiders aren't going to L.A., according to all the signs coming to this next vote here, you better lickety-split get this done in Oakland. I don't want to hear another like, well, there's this $200 million gap between us and figure it out. Call a rich friend, sell a percentage of the team, sell ownership control of a new stadium, guarantee all the popcorn and soda sales to whoever you need to. I don't want to hear another word about what you can't do if you aren't allowed to move to L.A. Seriously, I will flip out, which will make for great radio.
No more excuses, though.
Luke Walton was talking about resting players since we were just talking about Draymond Green getting rested. Here's what Luke had to say about resting healthy players.
We'll discuss some rest options, but for the most part, you know, our guys don't play huge minutes, and we try to play a deep rotation for that reason and to keep other guys fresh. So maybe we'll give a couple opportunities to some guys, and we'll definitely keep an eye on the overall minutes of players.
You know, to me, that here's the deal. If you're thinking that the workload for Draymond is too much, then cut him back a few minutes. By the way, how can the workload be that much for, like, any starter since they rarely play fourth quarters this year? I mean, the Warriors starters collectively are not playing that much. They do have a deep rotation. You know, someone's like, dude, Draymond's banged up, his hand, his knee. Did you not see his measured on the Richter scale baseline Mama Chewbacca dunk in the fourth quarter last night? That guy didn't look hurt at all. By the way, why are you more concerned about Draymond Green than his own mother is? Mary Babers Green, she wants him to play. She's saying, oh, they're going to have to bench Draymond. Like, if you want to keep him off the court, the guy's an animal. Let him out there. Here's Luke on Draymond being one of those guys who got a lot of minutes thanks to Barnes' injury.
He's one of the guys that actually plays heavy minutes, yeah. And it's kind of started when Harrison went down, you know, playing in the high 30s. So now that we have Harrison back, he's definitely a guy we can look at giving a little bit of time off to.
None of you are GMs. Please stop answering my question or just my look. I'm not a general manager. You aren't either, and you're not Greg Popovich. The Warriors are a young team, and it's still very early in this season. Oh, but they play so hard every night. Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do. Professional freaking athletes, all right? That's what they are. They are athletic professionally. These guys got so much time to rest. How about this? Why don't you cancel your next 16 practices? Oh, these guys don't need any more practice. We talking about practice? You don't even need more practice. Cancel your shoot-arounds. Let them sleep in later. I don't like guys missing games. Damon, if I win the Powerball, I will personally fill in the remaining $200 million to build the stadium for the Raiders. And, of course, I want a piece of the team. That's Mike in Napa. Appreciate it. Appreciate that. I don't think anyone wants to sell you a piece of the team. Well, let's see if you win this Powerball first. It's going to be tough for you to win it while we're going to win it for sure. By the way, Mark Cuban has tips for Powerball winners. Some financial advice.
Okay.
Pretty good stuff.
We get the money?
I got it right now. Mark Cuban, tips for basketball winners. This was in the Dallas Morning News, a column by a guy named Jeff Mosser. And I was going to use it today, but then a major news story kind of took over the entire show. But maybe we can get to this a little bit later on this afternoon. Will will we see a vote coming up in the next hour? Twitter says, yes, we will. These owners are going to come back from a little bit of break, and they're going to have themselves a vote. Roger Goodell is apparently found peace, brokered it between the Chargers and the Rams. That means the Raiders are going to stay put. That's the way it looks right now. Obviously, things have been changing quickly all morning and afternoon. Ian in San Jose. Ian, what's going on?
Hey, Damon, how you doing, man?
Doing well.
Hey, I'm just going to put my tinfoil hat on here for a minute and say that the Raiders ownership are geniuses, because if they knew they were going to get this payday from the NFL, they probably set this in motion years ago.
I honestly got to tell you, I don't know if we can give Mark Davis that much credit for being a chess player four moves ahead of the rest of the board, but he was very smart to attach himself to Dean Spanos, because that either greased the skids for him to move or gave him a little leverage to the league if they were going to ask him to not pair with Dean.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.